Joining me in the studio now, it's Simon Murphy from the Brentwood Gazette. Hi, Simon.
Hi, Bob. How's it going?
Oh, fine, thank you. It's been a busy week for news hounds, has it?
It has been, yeah. It's a busy week at Gazette, with the bank holiday, of course. Everyone's been off on Monday, but not all of us have been.
Okay. I mean, how do you work? You kind of, you're on call all the time, some of you, and I don't quite know how it works.
We have a sort of rota. The bank holidays, for us, is more difficult because we've just gone to press a couple of hours ago. Monday is our key day, so most of us are in the office. But I have to say, I did get it off yesterday, though, so
that's
very smart.
Right, okay, so you've got the Tuesday blues instead of the Monday blues now, yeah. Okay, so, new edition out tomorrow. What's taking up the space in the paper?
Yeah, well, as I say, it's been a really busy weekend. Week in general, obviously, we had the Robin Hood Country Show on the weekend, but we've got loads of great pictures for in this week. And then I picked out a few stories which I was going to talk to you about today. First one I'm going to talk about is a Crossrail story.
Okay.
Now, I know readers may be sick to death about hearing about Crossrail and all the things to do with
it. Well, it's a big ongoing project, isn't it?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've actually come across some sort of projected images of what might happen at the station.
Oh, okay.
If Brentwood Borough Council gets hold of some sort of funding money, which they've just applied for.
Right, okay.
So this is what the station, we've got some good, projected images of what the station could
look
like.
Sort of computer graphics, are they? And they'll be in the paper tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, they're hoping to get £9 million, half of which would be funded by Essex County Council, and the other half would be funded by the South East Local Enterprise Partnership.
Right,
Whatever that is.
That's a lot of money. So is that just to spend on the station facade sort of thing, or is it other things all around?
Yeah, I mean, that's Brentwood and Shenfield Station. It's sort of like... the outside bits, which some would say looks quite run down, a bit sort of in the past, maybe. So it's looking at things like sort of around the outside, like the roads and stuff, and putting up sort of trees and stuff to make it a bit nicer.
Yeah, well, I think it's particularly the Brentwood station, the whole area could do with a bit of an uplift around there, the station in particular, and just outside of it as well. I'm not sure about Shenfield, I haven't gone past there lately, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, a lot of money being spent potentially there then.
Yeah, well, hopefully. But as I say, it's all potentially rather than definitely going to happen at the moment.
All right. Okay. So, what else you got for us?
Sure. So, another story, which is quite a heart-wrenching story, you could say. We're helping an appeal from a couple from... Margaretting, whose daughter was born really early, after about 27 weeks.
Oh, that is early, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, the mother, they were on holiday and had to be rushed back from holiday, so the mother, Kelly, could give birth. Basically, they're hoping to raise £60,000 so their daughter can have this operation to allow her to sort of walk on her own. Anyone interested, wants to get involved, they can read that in the paper when it comes out tomorrow morning. Basically, she was born prematurely, and that sort of led to her having cerebral palsy, which means that she struggles to walk.
But there's an operation that can be of help to her, yeah?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
There's no question of that being available on the NHS at the moment, then, or...?
Apparently not, no. Right. They're having to raise it. It would be to be done at Great Ormond Street.
Okay.
But no, not available on the NHS, apparently, so... which is, I suppose, a point for another day.
Well, I'd be interested to find out more about that and read about that.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll
buy the paper tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you should do. Another Brentwood one, which I was going to talk about, Papa John's in the High Street, the pizza.
Oh, we know Papa John's well, yes.
I'm sure you do. Well, they've just got the green light to open until 3 a.m. in... or every night of the week, which is extension from 1 a.m.
Okay.
So anyone who's out and about that sort of time in pubs and clubs or something can tuck into a pizza.
Well, it sounds wonderful to me. They're the sponsors of this programme. So, I can only see that as being a good news. Yes, very good. Excellent. Is that it? Have you got any more for us?
Yeah, well, that's the selection, unless you've got any other questions.
Oh, no. I mean, I had a look at your website this morning. We were talking about Brentwood Station earlier on, and I think there's a story about someone who's complained about the state of Brentwood Station. Who's sort of leading a campaign to try and get things improved there, and sounds like there may be will be something in the pipeline there.
Well, yeah, hopefully for him and all the other, you know, commuters who are using it every morning. It can't be nice to you know, if you're not, that's a lot of their time, if you think about it, spent on the station.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, Simon. Well, thank you very much indeed. And as I say, I'll get out tomorrow and buy my copy of the Brentwood Gazette.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming in, and we'll see you again soon.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Cheers.